'Tis the year of 2024, and that means the previous year's over. So before 2020 is over, and we let us join our memories, let's make a small recap of it. All in facts in this episode of Vic the Random That Is Special. Fa la 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 la. Yes. My amazing singing. Hello everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Vic the Random. I'm your host, Vikram Dave Roo, and based on the intro, I'm presuming that we need no more facts. Let's get started, month by month, on the facts of 2023 before we let it join our memory. I don't know whether you got that from my singing, but yeah. Anyways, this episode was made in a similar fashion to episode 9, Code Random. This information was taken from the New York Times. Let's get started on our facts of 2023. Are you ready? Now let's get started. Number 1. Did you know that neuropsychology has shown that short-term memory only holds things for 15 to 30 seconds? After that, the memory has to be put into long-term storage, otherwise it'll decay. So basically, I don't blame you if you forget everything in this episode. This is just hopefully something stands out to you. Fact number 2. The world produces about 400 million tons of plastic waste every single year, because half of all plastic is thrown out after its first use. Fact number 3. Did you know that noise from human shipping, oil mining, may make it harder for dolphins to communicate using their sound waves? Did you know that more than 23 million households got a dog or a cat during the pandemic between 2020 and 2023? Every year, hundreds of millions of birds die in the U.S. from flying into glass. Number 6. Did you know that an average American wedding releases 57,152 pounds of carbon dioxide? You'd have to plant 2,722 trees to absorb all of that carbon. This comes mainly because of all the food, decorations, and transportation for all that stuff, plus all the flowers, all the everybody that goes there, and also sometimes fireworks. Did you know that Russia controls 38% of the world's uranium conversion and 48% of the uranium enrichment in the world? This enrichment and actually conversion is key to building nuclear weapons and nuclear fuel for nuclear power and plants to generate power. Number 8. The average income of farm workers in America is between $20,000 and $25,000. This is not enough to get by in California, as fact number 9. Californians spend on average $320 of food on person per month. This means a family of four would spend $15,000 on food a year, $15,360 to be precise. This means that if you make $20,000 to $25,000 a year, you only have $5,000 to $10,000 left for rent. Oh yeah, and you also have to pay for, say, diapers, or clothing, or bedding, or markers, or school supplies. It's not enough. Number 10. There are an estimated to be 6,000 shipwrecked boats in the Great Lakes. This makes it known as the Graveyard of Great Lakes. Number 11. The DMZ, or the Demilitarized Zone between North and South Korea, has 2 million landmines. A demilitarized zone is where basically no one can go. No one can go there because it's just, there's been a treaty that says no one can go there to protect both North Korea and South Korea. This massive amount of landmines pretty much makes sure nobody can cross this section, because one wrong step, kabloom! Number 12. The game polo is where people ride on horses and hit a ball with a stick to score points. The horses that are ridden on for polo can actually ride up to 30 miles per hour, but only in short bursts. To prevent injury for these horses, players will often bring about a dozen horses per match. Number 13. About 1/5 of the Americans today have had their ears damaged by the time they were 30. Avoid loud noises, people. Check your ears. 14. In the United States, there are 6 parking spaces for each car. How did that happen? 15. Cells make up human beings. You have skin cells, blood cells, and so on and so forth. These cells make sure your body can operate. A white blood cell will help fight off diseases. However, your cells constantly get replaced. In fact, after 100 days, enough cells will be generated and replaced to create a whole new person. Number 16. A 15-mile stretch, or 24 kilometers, of a city in Fresno has a rich population on the north, or a rich neighborhood in the north, and a poor neighborhood in the south. In fact, the life expectancy of the people living in the bottom, or at the south, mind you, only 15 miles, is 20 years less than the people who live in the rich part of the north. Only 15/24 kilometers, and the life expectancy drops 20 years. Number 17. A Magnaporth orze, a type of fungus, destroys enough rice every year to feed around 60 million people. Number 18. Landscaping equipment, which gardeners use or if you use to clean the backyard, emit nearly 27 million tons of pollutants. A gas-powered leaf blower, if on for an hour, emits the same amount of carbon dioxide as a car that drives 1,100 miles, or 1,770 kilometers. That's one-third of the way from San Jose to New York. I mean, I guess you could always put the leaf blower on your back and go, and it'll take you all the way there, but you know. Number 19. Wikipedia has 334 versions in different languages and more than 61 million articles. There are an estimated 345 edits on Wikipedia per minute. Wikipedia is the 10th most visited website in the world. Guess which is the most visited website in the world? Hint, it starts with a G and rhymes with Moogle. Number 20! More than half of the homeless population, aka people who sleep on the street or in tents, live in California. Number 21! The ocean covers 70% of the Earth's surface and has absorbed 90% of the heat released from our human activity, aka burning forests, gas, deforestation, etc. This doesn't mean we can keep doing it though, because like everything, it has a limit. Number 22! There are more than 20,000 species of bees in the world. Most don't produce honey, but still pollinate plants and flowers, without which we could not survive. Number 23. 1-year-olds who had more than 4 hours of screen time a day had communication and problem-solving problems when they were older. Number 24. Nearly half of Afghanistan's 39 million people face severe hunger. Number 25. On a clear day, if you stand in Pokhara, Nepal's second biggest city, you can see the world's three tallest mountains. Number 26. In 1931, you would have to pay $1 to visit the observation deck of the Empire State Building. Today, that $1 would be worth about $20. However, today, if you wanted to visit the observation deck, you would have to give out $80, $80. That's four times as much as it was before. China accounts for one-third of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. That's more than North America, South America, Central America, Europe, and Africa combined. Number 28. The white truffle is one of the most expensive food on the planet. In Italy, you'll have to pay 4,500 euros every single kilogram, or about $2,200 per pound. Number 29. Cash is disappearing. Two-thirds of American toll booths, having 130 toll operators in 34 states, no longer accept cash. Number 30. 4% of Americans are vegetarian, and 1% of them are vegan. Because 68% of all farmland is used for farming, if everyone in the world became vegetarian, we would save an area 7.5 times larger than Russia, equivalent to 130 million square kilometers, or about 32 billion acres. That information came not from New York Times, but from BBC's Science Focus. Number 31. The amount of tea tossed overboard on the Boston Tea Party would be worth about $1.5 million today. And number 32. Finally, around 212 podcasts have been created in the year 2023, 20 of which are mine. I count for slightly less than 1% of that podcast. And thank you for listening. Thank you very, very much. Credits! Thank you to the New York Times for information on basically everything here, except for number 30, which is BBC Science Focus. This episode was created and directed by Vikram Devaru. Music, cover art, and script was created by Vikram Devaru. I hope that made a profound impact, and I hope you remember something from there and something about the year 2023. Thank you very much for listening to this bonus episode of Vikram.